As the COVID-19 pandemic continues, coronavirus information in Spanish persists as an unmet need for Spanish speakers in Northern Nevada. To help address this, Maria Davis, a professional court interpreter, volunteers her time answering community questions and sharing COVID-19 updates in Spanish on Facebook. Our reporter, Natalie Van Hooser, spoke with Davis to learn more.
So, Maria, at the beginning of the pandemic, the Regional Information Center hired you to do Latino community outreach. That funding ended, but you're still volunteering to get COVID-19 information to the Spanish-speaking community. How did that volunteer work come about?
When my contract ended, the people already knew me and knew what I was doing, and I still was the go-to person for any questions that they had or anything really that had to do with this crisis. There was no way that I was going to turn them away. I got to see the impact that this virus was having in people that were struggling because they had no jobs. I speak Spanish, so of course I am in closer contact with people who are out there that are most vulnerable, the ones that are essential workers, the ones that are undocumented and are not receiving the same attention.
What types of community questions are you answering?
I'm still the person that receives a lot of phone calls and text messages for questions like, do you know where the testing is? Do you know anything about if I can go to work? Is anyone going to pay for my days that I'm losing from work? Those kind of questions.
Could you explain your nonprofit program called Mi Motivo, or in English, My Reason?
Mi Motivo is a Facebook page about just raising awareness about wearing a face mask, following the social distancing, respecting whatever directives come from the governor, whatever information has to do with COVID.
And as part of your Mi Motivo project, you're also fundraising to buy students laptops for distance learning. Can you tell me more about that?
With the schools, I started a laptop drive. We give them out to families that are in need. Going to distance learning for a few days whenever we have cases, we have some families that don't have access to that. The goal is to not leave any children outside of getting education because they're not able to access it.
And why are you committed to this work, what you're doing on a volunteer basis, when you have a full-time job?
I believe that we're in this together and there's our children. I have 3 kids. So it's simple. It's just so that we can, as adults, provide a better future for our kids. And I speak Spanish. I come from Mexico. I'm an immigrant. I've been through some of the things that a lot of people are going through. So I understand. And it pains me when I see these things still happening.
And what are some of the most pressing needs that you're seeing from the community members that you're working with?
A lot of these people, they're being taken advantage of at work because many of them cannot say anything because the employers might know their status, yet they look the other way because they want cheap labor. We see other people that will do whatever it is that they have to do to be at work, because if not, if they lose that job, how are they going to get another job? So I feel that the pandemic has really, really uncovered all of these things that society did not want to see. And we should take care of each other.
Maria, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
That was KUNR's Natalie Van Hooser speaking with Maria Davis, a Reno resident who volunteers her time sharing pandemic updates and resources with the Spanish-speaking community on the Mi Motivo Facebook page. Additionally, Davis runs a laptop donation program in partnership with the Reno Cigar Lions Club. To request a donated laptop for your child's schoolwork, call or text in English or Spanish to the phone number 775-453-0307. That's 775-453-0307. This story was produced in partnership with Noticiero Mobile.